Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump Day. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. The back page with Bo coming up in about 20 minutes from right now. Get into some of what Kirby Smart had to say earlier this week, as well as spring football is coming to an end. And we've been monitoring the text line better today, so we're going to get to some of that stuff later as well.
Why do we?
We're on it. We're monitoring it.
Who's monitoring it?
We.
No, Bo is.
Well, yeah, he's of us.
Yeah, no, because you put that because somebody saw. Yeah, no, we had a call. What was his name?
Corey. Yeah.
No, and then Bo said he didn't text with a little attitude this time.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Sounds like it.
Really?
Well,
there's zero context in a text.
Yeah.
You know, so what you can't want? Tell.
Can't spell context without text.
Well, what you want? Yeah. They're trying to flex with somebody.
It's a great example, though, of why I don't love the text line, because the phone call was incredibly friendly.
Yes.
It was, hey, guys,
yeah.
How are you? Hey, do you ever see the text that I send sometimes on the text line? Because I do send a lot of them.
Yeah.
And then the text had a different seeming tone to it,
which
people, that's why I don't like it, because people go on that text line and feel like just because there's only 10 digits and not a name or a voice or something like that, that the conversation can escalate more quickly.
I should save those numbers. Yeah, I should save them.
Then do what with them? Just have them?
I would have to talk myself down. Because, again, I'm not a disrespectful. I joke a lot with people. I'm not a disrespectful person. I won't call you out your name for no damn reason. Damn sure I won't call you because I don't agree with a sports take you say. You calling me out my name because you disagree with something I said,
right.
You are a female dog to me.
It's not great. It's not great.
You're a female dog to me.
I stopped engaging with it when I can't say the word that the guy used repeatedly because it's not FCC appropriate, but was called a word on it a whole bunch of times. And then got in an Uber years later, and the guy was like, oh, yeah, I used to text your show all the time. I didn't like it. I said this, and I was like, oh, that's funny that we met in person. Interesting.
You met him in person?
Right. Yeah, and he admitted that he was the person that did that.
You,
it was like,
you know something? Huh. You know the thing all I right. love? See, that I see me in that conversation going a whole lot different.
Well, I don't think he probably would have admitted to you. That's the thing. People say probably get in conversations with me different than they would with you. You know what I mean?
That'll be a whole
the guy that called you this.
That'll be a whole completely different.
Because if he said that to you, he probably would know that it would be a different reaction.
I
was like, oh, huh, cool.
I used to save the number.
You mind speeding up? Let's get home.
And I would save the number, and I'm like, okay. And it would be, I swear to you, because I don't let nothing get under my skin. You know, especially when I know you ain't finna do nothing. But for some reason, and it was a couple, and it was that one word that, you know, And I was like, oh, okay. That's how you feel.
That's not great.
I got you.
Yeah, come on.
Added them. I was like, should I crank call him?
How would you even do it?
Should I crank call
him? You can't prank call people anymore because their phone number would come up.
No, you could do the,
like a star 69 or something?
Isn't it star 67 or something?
Yeah, but you would never answer the phone if it's not someone.
That's true. Do you answer your phone when it says, what does it say when it's like
unknown? Unknown. Yeah, caller unknown.
Do you ever answer your phone if it's unknown?
I don't answer my phone. You know how I have my phone set up. If I don't have the number saved or if I never used it, I don't never get the call. I got that turned off.
Yeah.
So if I don't know you.
Yeah. If it says unknown, 0% chance.
If I don't know you or if I've never called that number before, it don't come through.
If it's a number that I haven't saved, 99% chance I'm not answering it. Right. Unless it's like, you know, oh, right, maybe I'm supposed to do an interview right now or something like that.
That's the only time.
There's only a 50-50 chance I'm going to answer your phone call if I have your number.
I have to turn it on when I know I'm going to do a
phone
interview.
Abe called me twice the other night back to back.
What
because
did he want?
I don't know what he wanted because I didn't answer. But he...
I told you what I wanted.
I know, but it's kind of funnier to pretend like I don't. He wanted me to do some sort of social media thing. But I didn't have my phone. My phone was over there. I was over here. Mm-hmm. And he thought that I had screened his call or that it was on silent or something. So mm-hmm. he called me twice back to back. So when I got to my phone, I had a text from Abe. I had two missed calls from
Abe. I'm so glad he called
and
you.
And I was like,
because I know Abe no better to call me.
I was like, what is Abe? Does Abe have a midday show emergency?
Leave
What's
me alone.
Going on here?
Leave me alone, Abe.
It turned out it was no big deal.
Yeah, but that's why I'm like, when those things come, I'm glad he calls you because I'd be like, leave me the hell alone. I always feel awkward when I just get a text from Abe.
Oh, just the solo on the side
text? Yeah, because I'm like, damn, is that in the group? Okay, because when I see the text come up, I'm like, well, what? Why did Abe just text me that personally? Because we don't, like, when we talk boxing.
I was
going
to say,
like
usually
that,
it'd be a boxing comment.
Yeah, it's boxing,
yeah.
And sometimes when I see it, I'm like, why the hell would he put this in the group text? Why wouldn't you just text me this? And like, oh, it is just coming to me.
Mm-hmm.
But you still feel like, because I'm so used to.
Do you want all my texts to Andy and to Bo in the group chat so you now see those?
Well, I don't want you to put in what you say about them, no.
Because that's usually what happens in the group text. There's a little side text. And that's a conversation about the group text. Got to be careful,
Y'all have got to text the side text
to the group.
But the biggest thing about the group text now is that it's really contained.
This group text.
Yes.
Yes.
It's a very contained group text.
It's a good.
We don't text each other play by play in a damn game.
Reasonable group text.
That's a very respectful group text.
You know,
other shows have it their way. Like, texting me the whole game mm-hmm. about the game that I'm watching,
yeah, I'm watching
will
it.
Drive me freaking crazy.
Also, breaking news.
Because
we all get the same apps and notifications.
Yeah, we all got Twitter.
Yes.
There's more stuff about our kids.
That's all it is.
Our group text.
It's like videos of stuff our kids did, or I don't know what it is. Every once in a while, Abe will be like, remind us, and we'll be like, we know. And that'll be that.
He's kind of gotten away from that, though, you notice.
Well, I know, because he bit his head off one time.
I didn't bite his head off. I just said, hey, I'm a grown damn man. I know how to do stuff. You don't have to remind me of stuff. I understand what your shows and I understand the responsibility that you have, Abe. But I'm a grown damn man. And if I don't know where I'm supposed to be, then I'm just a man.
All right, let me do something for Abe while we're doing all this Abe bashing. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is Atlanta's home of the NCAA Basketball Championship. Join us for complete play-by-play coverage all the way through to the National Championship game on April 7th. Brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, Humberto Injury Law. After an injury, we are your winning team. And by Window Nation, buy four windows, get four free. That's the NCAA tournament continuing through April 7th on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, here's Kirby Smart talking about the house settlement. The revenue sharing settlement and how it's going to impact things.
You know, everybody's on pins and needles because we don't know exactly what's going to come out of this. What I do know is that we're going to continue to recruit people who love football, who are passionate about football, and that don't put money as the number one answer. Like, I've never met a really good player that's all they cared about. So, like, the 105 number, the NIL number, what's the cap number, what is this going to be?
Dude, it's unbelievable.
I love his tone talking
about
it.
Because I don't understand any of the bunk of what is going to happen if it passes all that. And I don't care.
I care because it seems like the players are finally getting some of the slice of the pie. Yeah.
But going back to all the numbers and
yeah, but I don't care to analyze.
I don't care to analyze all that stuff. No. That's your job.
Yeah, there's nothing less entertaining than listening to people talk about salary caps.
Yes, that's not what I care about.
Yep.
Can you play? Now, I hope you monetize your everything, and I do believe the players need all that. I do believe the players should have contracts. I do believe if the player wants to leave, they should have to pay the money back that they got in the contract. I believe all this, you know? Just like if you want to go and snake a program for a player, I think you should have to pay their buyout.
Yeah.
I think you should.
Because that's how it works.
Because that's how it works for them.
And everywhere else in sports and in life for the most part.
Yes, that's what I believe.
Yeah.
You know, because the excuse is always, well, the coaches get to leave anytime they want. That's correct.
They do, but there's a buyout.
There's a buyout.
Yeah.
So if you want this player X to come, give us our money back.
And the coach has a contract.
Yes.
And, right, they've got it, and it's all written buyout-wise and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, no, I agree with all of that. But the point you made is the most important one, and Kirby made it too. It feels like, and hopefully programs are still run this way, not all of them are going to be, but if you ball, the money will follow. Like, if you play great, you're going to be rewarded for it. That's, and that that should be the way things work,
this
right?
Stuff is,
but now, and this isn't just football. This is life. Like, people want to put the stuff I get before the thing I do.
Yep.
And it's like, well, you haven't done anything.
That's
yet
why.
For
that's
me.
That. You know what that is, Andy? That's the. You remember the rookie contracts?
Yeah.
The first overall picks, those first round contracts
right
with Sam Bradford.
Right. As they were negotiating all this guaranteed
he ain't
money.
Done nothing.
It's like, dude, stop.
You ain't done
and
nothing.
And I like that the NFL got in front of it. And they were like, all right, we're doing it. We're going to scale this thing.
Yes.
Like, this getting out of hand. Because if they hadn't, by now, you imagine what like what Joe Burrow would have been able to negotiate, or Trevor Lawrence when he was coming out of Clemson. Like, these guys would have been holding these teams hostage for all this money. So, yeah, again, like, it's always hard because then there's the other side of it. It's like, well, I don't really want to limit what anybody can get. Like, I want them to be able to get whatever the market says that they're worth. And if they're able to say to multiple teams, they're going to give me this, you need to give me this in order to get me, that's the market just being like, well, that's what you're worth. Even though you haven't really done anything yet, that's just us projecting that you might be able to do something when you get here. And then if you don't really like it when you're here, if I do something that you don't like, then you can just leave. Like, there's a lot of flaws with it, but it's just, it's such an upside down way of viewing performance. Like, you used to have to do something valuable to get rewarded for it.
Yes.
Now you just have to be presumed to have value to then maybe you might provide value after you get the money.
Yeah, so that's what,
it's backwards.
It's ass backwards, dude. It's ass backwards.
But it's not just college football.
No, it's like
it's life.
Yeah, but this is and that's when you talk about when we talk about program to program, who has more, who's able to get these guys. Like, if I shouldn't say it, because a lot of times this money that these kids are getting, I make fun of it. All they're gonna go get is child.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Challengers, dogs, a chain, and tattoos. But a lot of them, they do take care of the family.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
A lot of them do take care of the family. So it's not all bad.
Now, there's a lot of pit bulls, too.
But there's a lot of damn, there's a lot of, or them bull, what's them new, them bully pits, or what the fat little ugly dog called?
I don't know.
Bully pits?
There's a new one? Dang it. Bully I'm so pit. Behind on things, I think people are still buying pit bulls. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.